From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Glam rock legend David Bowie has a new three-disc collection of his entire flamboyant three-decade career out. Christian Horde writes for Rolling Stone magazine, and he's a critic here on Day to Day. Here's his review.
David Bowie was the most influential pop musician on the planet during the late 1970s. He was someone who, to quote a friend, did for artistic pretensions what Jimi Hendrix did for electric guitars.
Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
During the 70s alone, Bowie morphed from British folky to the androgynous space creature Ziggy Stardust to the Thin White Duke and helped invent goth, punk, and techno.
I'm a mess without my little China girl.
Bowie's gift for high-impact pop statements, not to mention hit singles, is one reason his music has been gathered into numerous CD anthologies over the years. This one, the newly released David Bowie The Platinum Collection, is one of the best. It organizes hits and prime rarities into three career-spanning discs. The first disc cherry-picked from Bowie's glam rock heyday in the early 70s.
I've never caught a glimpse.
Here you'll find a generous helping of songs that still light up classic rock radio, including Changes, Rebel Rebel, Suffragette City, and this song, Life on Mars, one of the first times Bowie turned swishy theatrics into anthemic pop. The second disc, covering 1974 to 1979, focuses on Bowie's run as the Thin White Duke, the effete genius who turned out some of the most innovative music of his era, with help from electropop guru Brian Eno. In addition to chic, up-tempo stuff like TVC15, you get dense, unsettling stuff like Boys Keep Swinging, a relative obscurity from 1979 in which the Duke sets pansexual lust against an overstuffed but rollicking groove.
Nothing stands in the way.
The only problem with the Platinum Collection is the third CD.
Velvet Goldmine.
It's devoted entirely to Bowie's 1980s material, which is long on dance pop dreck. But overall, the Platinum Collection succeeds by offering loads of essential Bowie, along with a smart selection of visionary non-hits like Drowned Girl and Velvet Goldmine, making it a strong bet for potential devotees in search of a broad glimpse into Bowie's shape-shifting world. I'll leave you with Underground, a little-known cut from the soundtrack to the 1987 film Labyrinth, and a reminder that, despite his 80s decline, Bowie's gift for gaudy flights of fancy still surfaces from time to time.
Christian Horde writes for Rolling Stone. He's a contributing critic for Day to Day. The three CD set is called David Bowie, The Platinum Collection. Here's more of his song, Underground.